In the wee hours, the financial reform deals are done.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. After working through the night, Congress members have put the finishing touches on sweeping financial reforms. Lawmakers softened a plan that would have stopped banks from trading many types of derivatives, and they exempted car dealers from oversight by the new Consumer Protection Bureau. That's a controversial move, as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Car dealers say they should be exempt from the new rules because they're not lenders. Bailey Wood is with the National Automobile Dealers Association. He says dealers are really just doing paperwork.
Dealers are simply connecting a consumer with the bank. Dealers neither fund nor service nor underwrite loans.
What he's saying is true. Dealers are just like retailers. The same way a store buys bubblegum from a wholesaler and sells it to you at a markup, the dealers buy the car loans wholesale and sell them retail. Kathleen Day is spokesman for the Center for Responsible Lending. It's a nonprofit policy group focused on financial services. She says the problem is in what dealers add in the markup.
Lots of fees are added, higher interest rates than are fair, the rates change, there's lack of transparency, it's hard to really understand the true cost. The list goes on and on and on.
She says having different standards for the same product ends up being a race to the bottom. Congress is expected to vote on the financial reform bill next week. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
More than a million people will run out of unemployment benefits this week. That's after the Senate failed to pass its latest stimulus bill yesterday. Deficit hawks in the Republican Party voted unanimously against it, saying it would add to the growing federal deficit. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live to talk about what happens now. Hi, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
This is a big change. Benefits have been extended repeatedly in this recession. What happens to the people who were getting those checks?
Well, 1.3 million people who are long-term unemployed and who are counting on getting a full 99 weeks, that's nearly 2 years of extended benefits, they'll start falling off the rolls, and more will be falling off the rolls every week from now on. Plus, there won't be a federal assistance package to states that are in budget crisis. That means they'll have to cut jobs, probably a few hundred thousand of them by one estimate. And a youth summer jobs program also goes by the wayside. All this, of course, would have added to the deficit about $35 billion and raised some taxes, two things that Republicans just refuse to do right now.
Okay, no new taxes. Who avoided a higher bill from the IRS?
Well, a few important groups, oil companies, some multinational corporations, and hedge funds and real estate partnerships. One thing the Senate did pass, a separate bill that means doctors won't see their pay cut for treating people on Medicare, at least through the end of this year. Senate Democrats don't seem to have any appetite for bringing this stimulus bill, the part with the aid to states and the unemployed, back anytime soon. They just don't want to get slapped down again by the Republicans.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. As has happened this week, the selling continues this morning. Stocks are down again in Asia and Europe after yesterday's Wall Street slump. The Dow Industrials bumped down 145 points and landed at 10,152.
Marketplace is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com.
The CIA is having a hard time hiring people who are fluent in the languages of Iran, Afghanistan, and Iraq. So Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports the usually secretive agency is trying a more open approach.
Few of the CIA job openings are for spies.
People tend to think that most of the jobs are related to the clandestine service, and that, in fact, is really one of the smallest pieces of our organization.
That's Zara, a program manager with the CIA. I can't share her last name for security reasons, but the fact that she's speaking publicly is revealing.
Compared to 50 years ago when my father joined CIA, it's a much more open hiring process for sure.
Zara recruits from Middle Eastern communities in the U.S.
Maybe those communities did not realize that there were jobs for scientists and engineers and administrators.
Current CIA job openings include a foreign media analyst. It pays between $50,000 and $97,000, depending on experience. The starting salary for foreign language instructor is slightly higher. In the next 5 years, CIA plans to double the number of employees who are proficient in languages. The agency is advertising on websites like CareerBuilder and Facebook, and it's taken out radio ads.
I am an Iranian-American attorney.
An electrical engineer.
An analyst.
And we all work for CIA.
There's a hiring bonus of up to $35,000 for people who speak languages such as Farsi, Pashto, or Arabic. And Zara says it doesn't end there.
We have incentives as you continue in your career where you get a certain amount in every paycheck based on maintaining the language.
CIA recruiters attended a recent Arab American festival in Dearborn, Michigan. Paul Saba, a lawyer fluent in Arabic, says the Department of Defense is also recruiting Arabic speakers.
They're paid quite handsomely. I think it's in the six figures. The CIA, they have to compete with that.
He'd consider working for the CIA, even though he says some folks in his community might say he's selling out.
If you want change, you change from within. To me, that's the promising aspect of working for the CIA.
Working for the CIA does require relocating to Virginia, and there's a lengthy background check that can take up to 1 year. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, here's all the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute. It looks like Congress has taken the edge off the rule on how banks can hedge. The issue is driving a major wedge, and supporters backed off on their earlier pledge. The U.S. tells the G20, this ain't the time to pinch a penny. Spend your money. Spend plenty. Europe says, you got any? Obama announced a drilling ban. You can't go in deep water, man. A Gulf Coast judge says, yes, you can. Turns out it's in his investment plan. YouTube aired stuff that was copyrighted. Viacom felt slighted and tried to fight it, but it wasn't requited. The judge that tried it wasn't quite as excited. Google's delighted. Fannie Mae says you're a louse if you and your spouse walk away from your house. And iPhone 4 has hit the store, so you don't have to wait anymore. Thank God, I'm so tired of the iPhone 3. I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.